Volendianus was one of the Roman emperors who feared God and was of the Orthodox faith. God blessed him with two sons, Maximus and Domitius, who were angelic in their purity and holiness. Their youth was steeped in prayer and the study of Scripture. Seeing the vanity and selfishness of the world they lived in, they decided to leave it and pursue the monastic life. They asked their father to allow them to go to the city of Nicaea to pray. Their father rejoiced, and he sent an entourage of soldiers and servants with them, as was the custom for the children of kings. When they arrived, they asked the soldiers to go back to their father and tell him that they wanted to stay there for some time. They revealed their wishes to a saintly monk, explaining how they desired to put on the holy garb of monks. The monk did not want to allow this for fear of their father. Instead, he advised them to go to Syria, where Saint Agabius abided. They went to Saint Agabius and stayed with him until his departure. God granted them the gift of healing the sick. Their reputation was known in many places, especially among the sea merchants and travelers. They learned the trade of making ship sails, and in so doing were able to support themselves with the money they earned from selling them. What they did not use to survive, they gave to the poor and to the needy. When the Patriarch of Rome departed, the clergy remembered Maximus, whom they wanted to ordain in his place. His father rejoiced when he heard this. When the news arrived to Saint Maximus and his brother, they remembered the command of their father, Anba Agabius. They told Saint Macarius that they wanted to live under his guidance. Soon after, Saint Maximus fell ill. He sent word to Saint Macarius, asking him to come. When Saint Macarius arrived, he found Saint Maximus ill with a fever, and he comforted him. Saint Macarius saw a vision of a company of prophets and saints, including Saint John the Baptist and Emperor Constantine, gathered around Saint Maximus until he delivered his pure spirit in dignity and honor. Saint Domitius, his brother, wept bitterly and asked Saint Macarius to pray on his behalf for the Lord Christ to take him and also allow him to be with his brother. After 3 days, he also fell ill. Saint Macarius, through the Spirit, learned that Domitius was ill and went to visit him. On his way, he saw the same company of saints who carried Saint Maximus before, now carrying the soul of Saint Domitius and ascending to heaven. When he arrived at the cave, Saint Macarius found that Saint Domitius had passed away.